Here's another situation where Congress is at loggerheads with the VA. A hospital project outside of Denver that is more than $1 billion over budget. And if lawmakers don't approve funding this week, construction will halt, costing millions more in delays, as NPR's Quil Lawrence reports.
Some Colorado veterans have made a video to drive home their feelings about the medical center they've been promised for a decade now.
Do not go back on America's promise to veterans.
Finish the damn thing.
Finish the damn thing.
Finish the damn thing.
The huge hospital is meant to replace old and crowded facilities for nearly 400,000 vets in Colorado and neighboring states. VA officials now admit the original budget, $328 million, was totally unrealistic. But errors over the years now have the cost at an eye-popping $1.7
billion. We've got to get this hospital built. There's no question about that.
That was Colorado Republican Representative Mike Kaufman at a hearing in Denver this spring.
This cost has got to come out of VA's hide, and part of that's going to be bonus money. They must be stripped of their management construction authority on major construction projects.
And this hospital has been handed over to the Army Corps of Engineers. Meanwhile, the VA's first suggestion about how to make up the funding shortfall was to take money from a program Congress created just last year. It's money for veterans to be seen by private doctors if they've waited too long for VA care. Congressional leaders told the VA they can't touch that program and then granted the hospital just enough funding to last through this week. So the VA has countered with two options. Stella Fiotis directs construction for VA.
One is by an across-the-board cut of about 0.9%.
That is to say, cutting blindly off the top of all VA discretionary spending.
And the other option would take the funds from construction projects that are in various degrees of readiness.
That is to say, halt construction on VA projects across the country in order to finish Denver instead.
Does it have difficult decisions? Clearly, but it is a workable plan.
Congress is looking at the two options. The VA also found some savings by cutting a nursing home and a PTSD center out of the plans. For Colorado veterans, that's already a broken promise, says Leanne Wheeler. She's an Air Force vet. She was one of the voices you heard earlier saying, finish the damn thing.
I do not agree with holding up funding until they figure out whose throat to choke for this. They are all culpable now.
Wheeler says there's plenty to blame on Congress and the VA, and she says if there's money for war, there shouldn't be any question about money for veterans. The new Veterans Medical Center in Colorado should be ready in 2017 if it gets funded this week. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.
A few minutes ago, we heard from Congressman Seth Moulton. Since then, the Department of Veterans Affairs has responded to that interview, saying that the department thanks Congressman Moulton for his continued service to our nation and writes, "While we cannot specifically address the care of a veteran without his or her written permission, VA seeks constructive feedback from all of its stakeholders as we work to improve the delivery of care and services to our veterans."